You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In a world where friendships can be fleeting and superficial, building strong, lasting Christian friendships is like finding a treasure. For girls, these bonds can be particularly meaningful, offering support, guidance, and a shared faith that can carry them through life's ups and downs. Christian friendships are more than just social connections. They're a source of spiritual growth and encouragement, helping young women to stay grounded in their faith and values. So let's explore why these friendships are so vital and how they can positively shape a girl's life. So we're joined on the line by Sister Cleo Shabalala, who's going to be helping us with this one. Sister Cleo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Z. I'm good. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be with you as well.
Lovely, lovely. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Jehovah Motle, Jehovah Natanda, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time of fellowship as we are about to speak about relationships which are very important to you, relationships that you use, oh Father God, to grow us closer to you. May you please engrave it in our hearts and help us, oh Heavenly Father, to know what your will is with each and every relationship that you bestow upon our lives. We ask all of this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. I'm so excited that we're speaking about all things friendships. Yesterday, we were speaking about, you know, unequally yoked friendships. Yeah, something like that. Oh. it's quite interesting that today we're looking at, you know, the equally yoked friendships. So it's going to come together. So looking at the types of friendships that we have, Sister Cleo, we have those unequally yoked, where you have these friends that are not Christian, or they are, you might not, sometimes may not know the people's faith, eh? But their situation is not make sure. And then we do have this Christian friendships where you can, you see that me and my friend are friends, so are Christians. We go to the same church, we do the same things, or we have the same beliefs. You know, so how do these Christian friendships differ from other types of friendships, and why are they important for our girl children?
Well, I think the most important thing that we need to understand about friendships or relationships in general is that they are essential to our growth. They're essential to our well-being. And no man is an island. You know. So, however, it's very important in how the people that you choose, the people that you associate yourself with, because if we are not of the same belief system, if we do not believe the same things, it's very easy for us to cause division in places, or rather in other spheres of our lives. So I think Christian friendships differ in the sense that they cultivate a relationship for me to draw closer to Christ. You know, I know when I was growing up, I used to have friends from church and friends from school, and I'm sure all of us can relate to that. And you would understand that the ones from church, you would spend more time discussing the word of God, and we know the Bible says where two or more are gathered in my name, I am there with them, meaning that when you spend more time with your Christian friends or friends whom you discuss the word of God together, you are always in the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are always being guided by the Holy Spirit in the things that you do, in the things that you say, in how you act. However, when you have friends that are rather not Christian, I don't know what you would be discussing, you know, and what then, where are you being led spiritually, you know, because when you are not building a relationship with God or with Christ, there is a relationship that you are building, unfortunately. You are always working towards something, you know. So it is important for us to have Christian relationships, because we always want to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We always want to be directed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We always want to act in a manner that is in God's will, like that is of God.
Mm.
We always want to be in God's will in our lives. So that's why Christian relationships are important.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what are some of the key qualities that makes a Christian friendship stronger and enduring? Because as much as we have come together, for example, with the same belief, but we are still different. We still have things that are different between the two people or the three people.
So I think for any relationship to stand and to be united and to serve the purpose which God has anointed it to serve, you need to be grounded in God. The fruits of the Spirit are what needs to drive every individual in the relationship. Between me and you, if I do not possess love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, it's going to be very hard for any relationship in my life to endure any season, you know. So if I do not have patience, people, abantwana baka Jehovah, they can be very hurtful. As much as they are Christian, they are human, you know. And if you do not know how to exercise patience with your fellow brother or your fellow sister, it's going to be very hard for you to be able to enjoy that relationship. So making sure that you are grounded in God, making sure that you possess the fruits of the Spirit, they are produced in you. And you need to understand as well that, unfortunately, God is not going to take you and go put you in a wilderness to be by yourself and then produce those fruits of the Spirit with you.
Mm.
He uses people and circumstances to produce those fruits in you.
Mm.
And you need to be aware all the time that when Cleo comes and Cleo is impatient, what is God trying to teach me?
Yeah.
The first thing is not to discard Cleo and say Cleo is toxic.
Mm.
The first thing is to say, what can I learn from this relationship? And try cultivate patience within yourself to understand that there's a fruit of the Spirit that God is trying to produce in me. So that's the type of qualities that you need. You need to understand that God works through relationships.
Mm.
You are not going to have the fruit of the Spirit in isolation by yourself alone. You know, it's so easy as a single person to say, I am so perfect, I am so patient. Wait until you get to stay with people and you then get to understand how impatient you are. Unfortunately, you will never know or you'll never cultivate the fruits unless you are with people. So that's why relationships are important.
Mm.
And that's why they are also, and those fruits, unfortunately, can only be produced through relationships. And those are the qualities we need to endure any relationship.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's a lot. So how can our girls, you know, cultivate and maintain Christian friendships in a world where peer pressure often encourages different values? Because we know sometimes our girls don't even mention their faith because of the peer pressures that are out there. Sometimes they fall to those peer pressures, you know. So how can they now maintain those friendships with their other friends without succumbing to the pressures of the world?
I think as parents, we are supposed to be the ones who are very supportive of those relationships. I mean, children are very impressionable, right? If I am going to be one who does not value my own Christian relationships, it's not going to they're not going to be interested in cultivating their own Christian relationships. If they don't see value in my own Christian relationships, they are also not going to see why they need to. So we need to lead by example as parents, one, to say that my children need to see that I am friends with Zanele.
Yeah.
And these are the values that me and Zanele show, or rather, this is how my relationship with Zanele is benefiting my mom, you know, and therefore that will also cultivate. And it's not that they don't see. They are going to see, to say, because you as well as a parent, you are not only going to have only Christian friends. They are then going to see that, oh, okay, this is how the two relationships differ. And this is why I need to make sure that this relationship works. And you also teach them then to say, like I said earlier, where two are gathered in my name.
Yeah.
The Lord will be there with them. So you then need to make them see that this relationship actually does yield results in their lives. You know, so I think that one is really dependent on us. Mostly in cultivating those relationships and making those relationships be beneficial. And if we are making them beneficial, I kid you not, our children will just want to be like us.
Yeah.
By all means possible.
Yeah, yeah. So these relationships, do they have any benefit, or how do they now, support, these girls support each other in terms of their spiritual growth, their personal development, or all we're doing is saying, in the book of Matthew, you know, there's no marachomi. Hey, how about you take this course or anything else? Do we have such benefits where it goes beyond the spiritual and even the spiritual as well? Can we help each other grow spiritually?
Yeah, of course. The relationship is supposed to serve that purpose, to for us to assist each other, not in a spiritual sense or to grow spiritually, but for us to, like, for instance, if I have a Christian friend and we both know the health message, for instance, you know, that I need to eat healthy, or we both, and I need to exercise, or we both know that I need to be ethical in all things that I do. Mm. You know, I need to be honest. I need to be loyal. Those things keep us in check. Those relationships, one, would keep you in check. A friend who is a Christian, they should know that I am responsible for the well-being of my sister. For instance, if I can see that my sister is now becoming gluttonous, I am supposed to help my sister in love to say, maybe let's go on a program where we can, let's go on a fast where we can cleanse our bodies so that we can be much more healthier and receive Christ or whatever. Or let's go on an exercise program. You know, we cultivate temperance within one another. We cultivate excellence within one another, you know, in a sense that we support each other. If I am a singer, I'm there to support you each and every step of the way. When you're going for your concerts or you're going for your dancing, I'm there with you, because we all know that those like, life has its own challenges. When I go through my own seasons, you are there to pick me up. I think the biggest, the one verse that comes to my mind is that one that says, the one that says if you are one, you can easily be thrown down, but where there's two, you shall receive a reward for your labor. That verse really teaches us that, you know, when we are in this world and we are faced with challenges, when you don't have a friend, it's very easy for those challenges to bring you down. And we can see that our young children today, they have a lot of depression. When you have a friend who you can talk to, who can lead you back to Christ when you've got challenges, it's not easy that the devil can get you down, because you have a friend that is there to support you. You have a friend that is there to keep you in check, to say, no, I hear you, it's difficult, but let's try it the Christ way, you know. Or rather, you failed a test. Let's find a way, a more efficient way for us to be able to pass this test. You know, let's not give up. I can do all things too. So we, a spiritual friend, or rather a Christian friend, is supposed to be living life with you and making the Bible more practical with you, you know, helping you to live the Bible practically in life, or rather applying the Bible in your life. So that's the benefit of having a Christian friend. When you don't want to be patient, they'll be there to remind you why patience is important. You know, when you want to be joyous and you don't want to be joyous, rather, like joyous, not being joyous would be the one thing, because life is just so unfair. They'll be there to remind you, no, God says, be joyous in all circumstances. Let me help you. Let me assist you. So I think that's the benefit of having a Christian friend, to keep us in check in our walk and to make sure that we are supported in the best way possible.
So looking at the practical steps, you know, that girls can build and strengthen their Christian friendships in their communities, because there are people, yesterday when we were discussing, I remember someone was like, I don't have friends. The other one's like, I mean, are my friends today? But we do have people that do not have friends. We do have people that they do want to have friends, but they are not, it's not make sure. You know, they are not that confident, or maybe they've been hurt before. Now they are like staying away from friends. So how can they now take those practical steps in building that friendship?
Okay, so in any relationship, in building of any relationship, you need to heal, right, first, before you can rebuild any relationship or want to. It's like when a friend hurts you, it's very easy and it's natural for us to say, I'll forgive you, but I'll never overstep that boundary ever again, you know. But healing, that is where healing comes in. You need to let Christ heal you completely and bring you back to the original where you were, and you go back and you build a friendship with Christ first. When you are friends with Christ, you then understand that any relationship in your life is not about you per se. It's not about you benefiting per se, but it's about you cultivating Christ in each other. You know, so I think what is important is that when you are friends with Christ as a young person, you will understand that Christ gives you power to do anything. Yeah. He gives you power to be confident. He gives you power to be loving again, even the person who is unlovable. He gives you power to understand people's perspective in terms of, Utlio is just so, I don't know, she's such a blabber mouth, you know. You will get to understand why Cleo is such a blabbermouth and how to respond to Cleo being a blabbermouth to make her be a better person, you know, instead of avoiding Cleo and saying, I don't want to be hurt by Cleo anymore. We are in relationships to cultivate goodness within ourselves. And you will then understand that relationships are just not there so that we can reciprocate each other. They are there for us to build each other. And it's easier that way. When you cultivate your relationship with Christ, Christ will then see you the importance of each and every relationship in your life. And that is how then you strengthen the relationship, the Christian relationships. And even when you, I know my daughter finds it really, really difficult to make friends.
Yeah.
But when you are, when you have confidence in yourself and in Christ to say, I can do all things, it's very easy to approach a friend or to listen to the Holy Spirit to say, that is a friend that I want you to work with for this season or for this journey. And it's then easy for you, when you are led by the Holy Spirit, it's then easy for you to approach that relationship with openness, with love, and with everything that it can offer you, you know, be open to everything that it can offer you. Relationships are beautiful. Yes, relationships are hurtful, but they are the most beautiful thing that can ever happen to us. And yes, they will hurt us, but we need to constantly forgive. We see Christ doing this again and again, you know. I don't think he did not know that Judas would betray him. He did not know that Peter would do what he did to him, you know, would deny him three times. But having known that, he still chose him. He still said he was the rock. He still, you know, there's a lot of things. He believed in Peter. He saw beyond what Peter was at that time. He saw the potential in Peter. And that is what we need to understand about friendships and relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Very important there. I'm going to ask this, Cleo, that as we close in here, can you please pray for our girl children so that they may be able to choose the right people that they are going to befriend, and they may pray for these friendships? Because even before you approach someone, I think it's very critical that you pray, you know, so that God may guide you in that aspect.
Ah, thank you so much, Zee. I think we can pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. It's always a pleasure and a nice time to be in your presence and to learn what it is that you expect from us and what you want us to do. You've taught us about relationships now, Lord. We know that relationships, when we are teenagers, can be very fragile and can be very complex, because we ourselves at the time, we are still discovering ourselves, and we can be a bit selfish at times. Therefore, Lord, help us to be like you. Help us to cultivate selflessness in each and every relationship that you bring our way. Help us to ask what is expected of me, rather than what can I receive from this relationship. Cultivate a spirit of giving within us, and help us to be like you in each and every relationship that you have placed in our lives. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Cleo, for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
All right, thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.